Hello, you're listening to Off the Clock, Arts and Culture on KBIA. I'm Chris Matthews. There's 1 week left until Columbia's annual Roots and Blues and Barbecue Festival kicks off in Stevens Lake Park. While festival goers can expect to hear a range of live music and sample all types of barbecued meat, they may be surprised by the sight of giant light-up frog puppets dancing in the crowd during sets. This year, instead of relying on a traveling company to provide the emblematic puppets, a small, local team decided to build its own for Roots and Blues. KBIA's Sarah Kellogg sat down with the puppet's designer, Ann Jacobson, to talk about her inspiration for designing these colorful puppets.
Tell me a little bit about how you got started with making these puppets for the festival.
This year, I thought it would be fun to do something on my own. And actually, Lisa asked me if I would like to do one of these big pageant puppets. And so I was totally into that because I had had the experience of doing it where I taught art at Columbia Independent School. I thought it would be really fun to not only have a male blues player, but a female. So we've got B.B. King, you know, an iconic figure, and the most other iconic figure is Billie Holiday.
What made you decide on emulating Billie Holiday and B.B. King as opposed to other blues artists, iconic blues artists?
Because B.B. King is so well known, and also he's very flamboyant. He wears brocade jackets and wears big bobbly rings. And with Billie Holiday, I looked at all the female blues singers, and she was the most elegant. She wore the big gardenias in her hair, and she always wore a string of pearls, and, you know, she just was quite elegant. So that's why I picked her.
What were some of the challenges you had with the process of designing the puppet to its execution?
Well, first I had to learn how the whole process worked. And so I got in touch with a company in England that makes puppets like this, and I just shot them an email and asked them if they would tell me what their process was, and surprisingly, they wrote me back and told me what materials to use. Making the form for the frog head was probably the most challenging because I was a little out of practice of doing forms out of basketry reed. And so that was some experimentation.
What are you most excited about with the completion of these puppets?
I can't wait to see the whole thing come together and the costume on there and the puppeteer walking around and the crowd and I can't wait to see the crowd react to them. And I can't wait to see them animated.
Are there plans to expand the puppet arsenal for next year?
Well, maybe. Yeah. I think I'd pick something a lot more simple next time. You can do fabulous puppets that are very, very simple.
That was artist Ann Jacobson talking with KBIA's Sarah Kellogg about the new puppets at Roots and Blues. You can see the B.B. King and Billie Holiday frog puppets next weekend at the Roots and Blues and Barbecue Festival at Stevens Lake Park. That's it for KBIA's Off the Clock. I'm Chris Matthews.